you're feeling good, say yeah. Yeah. Monday motivation here on Joe McKenzie. We try to share some positivity. And let me kick things off here with a principal that did an awesome thing. He wrote a letter to the Tooth Fairy after a student misplaced a lost tooth. I guess the kid was out in the playground. The tooth came out and then, like, couldn't find it. It was like little pea gravel everywhere, you know, like on the ground. And the tooth kind of blended right in. So a kid's freaking out. Oh, no. What am I going to do? I can't find my tooth. What about the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy. That's right.
So the principal at Gillette Elementary School said they searched the playground and actually wrote a letter to the Tooth Fairy saying, hey, we searched the playground looking for the missing tooth, but unfortunately we were unsuccessful. Quote, as a trained principal and hobby dentist, I can verify that there's definitely a gap in the teeth of this student. So please compensate appropriately for this missing tooth. And said, oh, by the way, could I get something for my wisdom teeth that I lost in 1987?
So that's hilarious.
Kind of cute right there. We'll put that letter up there on the Morning Motivation blog. What do you got today, Liv?
I am talking about something that made history. So for the very first time, two female astronauts have accomplished a spacewalk together. So U.S. astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir stepped outside the International Space Station on Friday morning, making it the first time in history that two women have done a spacewalk together. So they're expected to spend like 5 hours outside of the space station working on a failed power controller. But they extended their spacewalk to accomplish some get-ahead tasks on the space station. So not only did they finish a task they were sent out there to do, but they're like, oh, while we're out here, we'll get some other stuff done. Mm-hmm. So it's the very first time two women have had a spacewalk together. And the astronauts spoke with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence during this spacewalk. And the conversation marked the first time since the 1969 moon landing that a sitting president spoke directly to astronauts who were physically outside of the spacecraft in space, which is so cool. And when asked about it, of course, the two women said there have been a long line of female scientists, explorers, engineers, and astronauts, and we have followed in their footsteps to get us where we are today. And on Twitter, there were so many pictures of these young girls watching as it was happening, just being inspired and motivated to go for their dreams.
That's so cool.
You know what? That is really cool, Mackenzie. Yeah. The one thing is I'm wondering, why is it that with my cell phone, I can't even get a connection across the city at times, but right. The president can talk to these women in space? That's the only thing I took from that story.
That's good stuff.
What about you, Mackenzie?
Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Steve Harvey. I'm a huge fan of people who just do a lot, who are go-getters. And he has this incredible motivational speech. It's called Jump. It's called Jump. So YouTube it. We have about six. It's 6 minutes, but I took the best parts.
Every successful person in this world has jumped. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But the only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. That gift opens up and provides the soul. If you don't ever use it, you're gonna just go to work. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. If I were you, I would jump. Because that's the only way to get to that abundant life. You got to jump, man. You got to take a chance. Now, when I get through talking, there are those of you who have discussed this in the car. Well, I got bills, and I got bills. Whether you stay on the cliff or you jump, you're going to have bills. Well, if I quit my job, I'm going to ruin my credit. If you got a job, you live in check to check. Even if you got A1 credit, you can't buy nothing else no damn way. At one point in time, man, do yourself a favor. Go see what God really do. God hold you up, man. He ain't gonna let you fall. He ain't bring you this far to let you fall. Do yourself a favor, man. Before you leave this world, before you die, jump. Just jump one time.
Just jump.
Thank you very much.
So if you're on the edge, I just want to tell you, life is for the living. Have the courage. This is it. Go for it. I love to study the habits of highly successful people. People are too scared and comfortable to do what they really want to do in this life. And if you needed that propel, someone to propel you, this is it. I want you to go for it.
Mackenzie, thank you so much. That's your Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. Researchers say that cookies are just as addictive as crack, and having this might hurt your chance at landing a job. So if you are looking for a J-O-B, you might want to get rid of this. We'll tell you about that and everything else you need to know coming up next with Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.